From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The possibility grows that a terrorist attack brought down a Russian jetliner in Egypt. U.S. and British officials are telling the media it is highly possible a bomb brought down a Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last week, killing all 224 people on board. However, Egyptian and Russian officials deny there is any evidence to reach such a conclusion. The plane was carrying mostly Russian vacationers from Egypt's Red Sea resort back to St. Petersburg.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for downing the Metrojet liner in retaliation for Russia's military involvement in Syria. Egyptian authorities have ruled out the possibility that the aircraft was hit by a missile. Instead, there are growing suspicions that a bomb was planted on the plane.
We cannot categorically say why the Russian jet crashed, but we have become concerned that the plane may well have been brought down as a result of an explosive device.
U.S. officials are now privately telling reporters it is highly possible that a bomb brought down the Russian passenger jet. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The head of Russia's Air Force said Thursday the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria in order to protect Russian planes conducting airstrikes. Russia's air campaign has come under scrutiny by others operating in the region, particularly the United States. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the vast majority of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State group.
They've done hundreds of airstrikes at this point. I'm not putting out the count anymore, but only a fraction of them have been against ISIL targets. And when I say fraction, I'm talking under 10%.
Russian diplomats contend their airstrikes had aimed at Islamic State. BOA.